Discovery Channel. Written by Boss Toaster Smut. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Voltron, Legendary Defender. Rating explicit. Relationships. Hunk Lance Shiro. Hunk Shiro. Allura Shiro. Lance Shiro. Matt Holt Shiro. Shiro Ulaz. Keith Shiro. Also tagged for double penetration, threesome, male, 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 multiple orgasms, shower sex, bottom Shiro, sex toys under clothing, very, very mild humiliation, dirty talk, lingerie, teasing, punishment, scene gone wrong, blindfolds, aftercare, body paint, bondage, light bondage, anal fingering, rough sex, biting, grinding, oviposition, breeding, praise kink, making love, and pamper. Part 2 of the Bedroom Hymns verse. Chapter 1. Lance Shiro Hunk. Threesome, double penetration, shower sex. Something heavy dropped onto the table in front of Shiro. Starting, he pushed back in his chair, staring down at the pad of paper. It was littered with Hunk's neat, blocky writing, and each section had a line of numbers from 1 to 10 below. Frankly, Shiro had no clue what he was looking at. Turning around, he opened his mouth to ask, but froze when he saw Lance's profile an inch away from his head. Are you ready to get scienced? What? Probably not, Shiro replied carefully, leaning carefully away. No offense to Lance, but having someone so suddenly in his space was disconcerting. How am I being scienced exactly? Sitting down in the chair next to Shiro, because he was a good person with sense, Hunk tapped the pad. This is all the different variables and criteria about your condition that I could think of. Obviously, we're not going to get it all done today, but I thought we'd start answering some of those questions from when you first told us. Shiro tilted his head and finally read the page properly, rather than skimming over the whole thing. Satisfaction from prolonged orgasm. 1 to 10. Satisfaction from multiple orgasms. 1 to 10. Satisfaction from toy, phallic. 1 to 10. Satisfaction from toy, non-phallic. 1 to 10. On and on and on. Non-penetrative orgasms, penetration without orgasm, various measurements of penis or dildo sizes. It was an astonishingly thorough list, and Shiro suspected Hunk had been working on it on the side for quite a while. Well then, do you want to do all of this? Shiro's brows rose as he looked between them both. Lance shrugged, resting his arm on the back of Shiro's chair. Like Hunk said, not all today, but eventually, sure, why not? We're having plenty of sex anyway, might as well make it do double duty. I thought it'd be helpful. Hunk added carefully. We don't have to if you don't want to, but if we can pinpoint what makes your symptoms ease and what works best for you now, then when you're at your worst or you have a limited time frame, we can do it most effectively. Lance waggled his eyebrows. The it in question being you. Snorting, Shiro pressed his natural hand to Lance's face, gently pushing him away. Thanks for the clarification.
Don't mention it,
Lance replied cheerfully, leaning into the hand rather than moving. Considering them, Shiro nodded slowly. It did make sense. If they knew they were going to have a long mission, then doing what satisfied him most beforehand would hopefully stave off the issues longer. And trust Hunk to come up with a system and a written plan of action to make this a workable system. Do you mind if I share this? Shiro asked, head tilted. Mount would be good for this, too. He's a scientist at the end of the day. Hunk nodded easily. Sure, whoever you feel comfortable experimenting with. This isn't a strings-attached offer. It's all for your comfort. Lips curling up fondly, Shiro leaned back in his chair, letting the back of his head brush Lance's shoulder. I want to test this with you, but it's a long list. I thought another helping hand would be useful, and Matt can be trusted to take a repeatable experiment seriously.
Tell him if he needs a lab partner. I'm willing.
Lance waggled his eyebrows. And yes, Lance could be a goof, but this was a bit much, even for him. Likely he was trying to put Shiro at ease. No need. Shiro wasn't bothered by this. Frankly, it had all become a part of the bizarreness that was their normal. It was just another weird thing about his life.
Pass the goo, please.
So he reached out and pulled Lance in, kissing him softly and slowly. When he pulled away, Shiro held out his other hand to Hunk. Getting up with a smile, Hunk bent over for a kiss of his own, grinning when Shiro weaved his metal fingers into the dangling strands of his headband. Do you have a time frame for this? Shiro asked, trying for innocent and failing. Hunk hummed, considering. Well, I know we're all very busy. Very, Shiro agreed. Lance snorted and leaned in for another kiss. I'm not. Brows up, Shiro shot him a smile. I'm sure Karan could use a hand.
I was going to offer my hands to you, along with other body parts.
Shiro hummed. Well, I'm sure Karan could find uses for other parts if you were so inclined. Expression twisting, Lance leaned away.
Ugh! Don't make me think about that! I'm imagining cleaning solution on some sensitive parts, and now I might not be able to get it up!
Just to be a shit, Shiro glanced up at Lance through his bangs and bit his bottom lip. Then he reached out and rested his hand on Lance's inner thigh. Are you sure? That would be a real shame. Lance paused, then crinkled his nose.
Nope, sorry, not even you can make disinfectant sexy.
Showering could be a nice middle ground, Hunk offered.
Ooh, Lance agreed. I could do a shower. Or a bath.
Shiro rolled his eyes. I was teasing, he told them. Not that I'm saying no to shower sex, but don't feel like you need to bend over backwards. I'd like to get started on this list, actually.
No reason we can't do both, Hunk replied easily. We'll see how you feel after, and then the next day. That way we can see how long the lasting solution is. If it makes you feel amazing but wears off quickly, well, then it's nice to do, but not what you'd want in a pinch, right?
Nodding, Shiro pulled over the list again. Agreed, and I'd like to have some solid data on how well this works, too. Do you have something in mind to test? Hunk's lips quirked up.
Well, originally I was thinking of doing something prolonged.
He drew the word out, lips curled up in satisfaction. But that would be better if we had longer to prep. So how about the opposite? The opposite of drawing out his orgasms? Multiple orgasms. Milking him. Shiro's cheeks went pink as he imagined it. I'd like that, he agreed. Lance wrapped his arms around Shiro's shoulders.
Perfect. You done here?
Apparently so, Shiro replied.
He set his empty plate on one of the floating platters and watched it slowly putter off towards the kitchen for cleaning. Hunk frowned. "If you weren't finished, we could have waited," he said. "You do need to eat, you know." Shrugging, Shiro shook his head. "I was mostly done anyway, honestly. But thank you for trying to care for me." He stood, half dragging Lance onto his tiptoes in the process, and moved over to Hunk to give him a peck on the lips. In more than one way. Hunk's cheeks went pink. "Well, someone should. And I don't get all the credit." "True," Shiro agreed. He turned to kiss Lance, too. "That sort of behavior should be rewarded."
Rolling his eyes, Lance snorted. "You know that's not why we do this."
Shiro arched his brows back.
"Let me use my lines in peace."
"Oh, that's what that was supposed to be?"
Lance grinned and took Shiro's hand, then snagged Hunk, too.
"How about let's go?"
"Yours is better."
Shiro stepped under the hot spray, taking a deep breath and letting his lungs fill with steam. Luckily, the guest rooms of the castle had nice, spacious bathrooms and showers. Otherwise, there was no way all of them would fit in here at once. Sliding in behind him, Hunk wrapped an arm around Shiro's waist and pulled him flush. Shiro went easily, leaning back into him. He knew without a doubt that Hunk could take his weight, even in the slippery conditions.
"How did you want to do this?" Shiro asked.
He smiled as Lance joined them, draping over Shiro's front to press kisses to his neck. Hunk hummed.
"I was thinking I'd start off fingering you. It'd be the easiest way to get you going. And Lance was telling me yesterday about how much he wanted to blow you."
Whining, Lance picked his head up to pout at Hunk.
"I didn't tell you that so you could tell everyone," he pointed out.
"It's not everyone. It's Shiro. He kind of needs to know if he's going to be involved."
Hunk shrugged.
"Besides, if we're going to drag a bunch of orgasms out of him, we're going to need more than one kind of stimulation."
Lance still huffed, but he nodded.
"True."
He focused on Shiro's face again. "That work for you? I figure we'll trade off at some point. But I really do want to suck you off. And you're getting your needs met other ways, so it should be okay."
"Lance, even if the last part wasn't true, I'm not going to say no to a blowjob."
Shiro replied, voice fond.
"First Keith, now Lance. At some point he'd have to make it clear that the sex wasn't just to fulfill Shiro's physical needs."
Blunt fingers trailed down Shiro's back and pressed against his hole.
"We want to do both," Hunk told him simply. "Do you mind if I manhandle you a little?"
Shiro's brows rose, despite the fact that Hunk couldn't see them. Warmth flooded his stomach at the very thought.
"Oh, gee, I don't know."
"His cock just twitched,"
Lance informed Hunk smugly. Giving him a flat look, Shiro tilted his head. Lance only grinned back, unrepentantly. Apparently, if Lance was going to get tattled on, so was Shiro. Without needing any more encouragement, Hunk wrapped his other hand under Shiro's thigh and lifted it. It took a moment to adjust to the balance change, and Shiro found himself leaning back further into Hunk to make up for it. Then, one of Hunk's fingers slipped inside. Almost immediately, he began to rub circles just shy of Shiro's glands.
"Oh."
Shiro reached out, grabbing onto Lance's shoulders. He probably wasn't about to fall, but the threat of it was there. It only made his heart pound faster. Hunk continued to keep Shiro's legs raised, opening his hole further and leaving him exposed. He showed no strain from taking the weight.
"Fuck."
Humming happily, Lance ducked down and settled on his knees in front of Shiro. He took hold of his hips and smoothed his thumbs up and down.
"Ready, Hunk?"
"I'm ready."
With little more than a glance up at Shiro's face, Lance leaned forward and took Shiro's cock in his mouth. The wet heat of the shower was replaced with the very different wet heat of Lance's tongue. Shiro groaned, his head falling back on Hunk's shoulder.
"Oh, fuck," he murmured, eyes shut.
"Not yet," Hunk replied.
Shiro could hear the laugh in his voice at the quiet pun. Normally, he'd roll his eyes at it, but right now, he really couldn't be bothered. Especially when Hunk inched his finger in deeper, rubbing deliciously against Shiro's inner walls. Reaching down, Shiro brushed Lance's wet bangs out of his face so he could see him better. True to his word, Lance seemed to be enjoying himself deeply. Right now, he had more than half of Shiro's length in his mouth, and he started to bob to take more. Hunk bit down on Shiro's shoulder, a gentle nip to get his attention. "Don't hold back," he reminded him. "The goal is to keep going." That managed to sound both like a threat and a promise. "Not," he replied, arching as Lance started to suck harder. "I'm really not." "Good." With that, Hunk finally started to brush against his prostate and slick gland, making a greedy, approving noise when Shiro immediately started to gush. Eyes rolling back, Shiro curled his toes in the open air and against the slick floor. He couldn't move at all. Even thrusting might unbalance him and ruin this. Instead, he could only hang on and lean back as the two of them milked him. Lance reached between Shiro's legs, his eyes bright and mischievous. As he continued to suck, he ran a finger around where Hunk's disappeared into Shiro's hole. He touched the slightly tacky slick, spreading it pointedly, then pressed his own finger in and hooked, stretching Shiro further. On another day, Shiro could have held back there. Would have, even. But he'd promised. So Shiro came. Lance pulled back, lapping over the head of Shiro's cock and letting the water wash away what cum he didn't manage to swallow or keep in his mouth. The image alone was delicious, but what really made Shiro keen was Hunk's continued rubbing. He didn't let up for a moment, only sliding in another finger and pressing them both against it. It was so much. Shiro arched up, gasping. "Hunk," he groaned. "That's fuck, both of you. It's..." Hunk nosed the back of his neck. "We can stop if you don't want to," he offered. "Just say the word." "Enough with the puns," Lance sighed. "He's right, though. We'll stop. But this is the experiment." The word Voltron practically weighed down Shiro's tongue, prepared to spit it out. The pleasure was sending arcing shocks through him, pushing past good and into something just a half step beyond. He didn't say it. Lance went back to suckling on the head of his cock, and Hunk pushed in a third finger. Slowly, Shiro's cock twitched back to full hardness. Already, Shiro was starting to feel dizzy with it, trying to keep track of both of them, always on the brink of falling, unable to do anything but take the pleasure. "Close?" Hunk asked. "Yes and no." Shiro groaned, not sure how to say it. The pleasure was messing with his head, making him feel like he was close, but he'd already come less than 10 minutes before. It was too fast. He'd barely had enough time to get hard again. So he whined instead of replying, gripping Lance's shoulders and trying not to sob. Lance hummed. "You can do that thing," Keith said, "you know?" There was a clicking noise, like teeth on teeth. Shiro didn't look down to see what Lance was doing. So long as that wasn't on his cock, he couldn't keep track. Honestly, he might not even have minded that. "Oh, good thought." Hunk shifted his grip on Shiro's leg. The weight must finally have begun to affect him. "On three with you?" There was a pause where Lance probably nodded. Shiro couldn't tell with his eyes rolled back in his head. 1, 2, 3. Three things happened at once. Lance ducked down, taking as much of Shiro as he possibly could in his mouth and sucking hard. All three of Hunk's fingers scraped down both glands at once, hitting directly and with surprising force. And Hunk bit down on the back of Shiro's neck. Just like for Keith, Shiro's brain completely whited out. Keening, Shiro completely forgot himself as he bucked, nearly unbalancing all of them. He thrashed and arched, toes splayed wide and mouth hanging open. He tried to push into Lance's mouth, but the grip on his hips stopped him, so instead he shoved back onto Hunk's fingers. Then Shiro came. For several moments he was senseless with it, His vision went spotty and white, dragging him down into heat and steam and pleasure. He felt hands and mouths on him, was vaguely aware he was being lowered and then settled into someone's lap, but all he could do was groan. Finally, Shiro opened his eyes. This time, Lance was above him, still on his knees and smiling. It took Shiro an embarrassingly long time to figure out he was sitting now. Specifically, he was sitting in Hunk's lap, with a very prominent erection pressed against his cheeks. "There he is," Lance greeted him, smiling at him. He reached down and cupped either side of Shiro's jaw, tilting his head up to see him better. "You with us again?" "Yeah," Shiro managed, barely more than a croak. "Mostly, I still feel..." He rocked his hips, eyes fluttering closed. That bite to the back of his neck was still annoyingly effective, and made him want to beg for more, even as his body thrummed and ached from what Shiro had already taken. "No kidding," Hunk replied. "I'll have to add that one to the list to try again later. For now..." He kissed where he'd bitten, gentle and careful. "Do you think you have one more in you?" "Oh, God." Shiro bit his bottom lip, considering. His eyes tracked to Lance's cock, and he finally nodded. "Yeah, one more." Leaning down, Lance kissed him. "Good job," he murmured. The quiet praise made Shiro's chest feel warm. "Ready to be fucked?" Shiro murmured back, eyes closed. "Yeah, both?" Behind him, Hunk stilled. "You mean one in your mouth, or do you mean both inside you?" he asked carefully. Shiro smiled softly, though it was at Lance instead of Hunk. "A second one." "You sure about that?" Lance asked. He pushed Shiro's sopping bangs out of his face. "It's already been a lot." Shiro shrugged. "I'm stretched, I'm wet, and I need a push to go a third time. So yeah, both. That okay?" Hunk's arms tightened around Shiro's waist. "It's very okay with me," he said. "I'm gonna turn you around to face me, okay? We'll get you settled on me, and then Lance will join. That sound good?" "Mm-hmm." Leaning down, Lance pressed a kiss to Shiro's nose. "You're cute when you're fuck drunk." Shiro squinted back, nose crinkling automatically. "Am not." "Sure," Hunk agreed easily, without a hint of belief. He took hold of Shiro's waist and lifted him up. Shiro's feet slid against the wet floor until he could get purchase and help. Between them both, Shiro was turned around and lined up on top of Hunk's cock. It was the first time Shiro had seen Hunk face to face since they'd started. His hair was everywhere, no longer held back by the headband, and there was a hunger to his face, a determination Shiro was more used to seeing in difficult situations, colored by amusement and caring. Shiro's chest bubbled with fondness, and he smiled back softly. He appreciated that his team wanted to do this with him, for him, even. They loved him. "I'm ready," he said, bracing his hands on Hunk's chest. With another smile, Hunk pressed Shiro down. His hole swallowed Hunk's cock easily, without even a hint of resistance. After two orgasms and everything in between, Shiro couldn't have been wetter if they were in a bath of lube. As soon as he was bottomed out, Shiro leaned forward to kiss Hunk. "Thank you," he murmured. "Thank you both." "We're happy to help," Hunk said gently. He ran his hands soothingly up and down Shiro's thighs. Settling in behind him, Lance chuckled. "We certainly get something out of it." He kissed the back of Shiro's neck, laughing again when it made him jolt. "Sorry, sensitive?" "A hunk bit hard," Shiro replied. Hunk smiled back, a hint of color to his cheeks. "That's what Keith said he did." The blush deepened. "And I liked it."
"So did I,"
Shiro agreed, gently, kissing him again. "No kidding," Lance laughed. "You looked like you were about to pass out." He pressed his fingers along Shiro's hole, tracing the base of Hunk's cock. The move made it twitch inside Shiro, and for a moment, he could only think about how much he liked that. Ready? Nodding, Shiro leaned forward even further. The angle stretched him further, leaving space for Lance to push inside. Go for it. Lance slipped a finger inside, smiling against Shiro's shoulder. A second later, he pushed in a second.
You really are amazing.
Less so when you remember the point was to take someone proportionally much bigger than either of you. Shiro mumbled back. He closed his eyes as he processed the sensations. The tug and the way it made Hunk feel even bigger inside him. He clenched experimentally, grinning when it made Hunk groan.
True, but not so much fun to think about, Lance said. You seem way too coherent right now. What if I did?
His fingers ran over Shiro's slick gland. White spots reappeared in Shiro's eyes. Keening, he arched and jolted, making Hunk groan anew. Fuck, he spat out. Can't, I'll come again.
Oh no, Lance drawled. That's not at all our goal.
I don't have a fourth in me.
That made Lance pause. All right, you have a point.
He got back to work, stretching rather than teasing, and pulling Shiro further open.
I think that's good?
Peeking over Shiro's shoulder, Hunk frowned. You sure?
I can get in three more fingers without much work,
Lance replied. He's just...
Fuck! You good, Shiro?
Nodding, Shiro arched down. God, yes. Do it. Still looking a little spooked, Hunk leaned back against the wall of the shower. All right, go slow.
Yeah.
Lining himself up, Lance pressed himself flush to Shiro's back.
Tell me if it's too much.
With that, he began to push in.
It was not too much. Instead, it was amazing.
This was probably the fullest Shiro had ever been. Ula's was huge, but not two separate cocks huge. Even so, Shiro took it without much trouble at all. Not with how relaxed and stretched he was.
Can't move, he told them, voice thick in his mouth. It's good, but I can't. Legs can't. It's wet, and I can't.
It's okay, Hunk murmured gently. Just rock with us, and we'll help, okay?
Lance, a little help? Lance nodded against Shiro's shoulder.
Of course!
His hands settled with Hunk's on Shiro's hips. Together, they pulled Shiro up an inch, then let him drop. Stars. Stars crowding and shining and sparking. Too many and too much, but Shiro didn't want them to stop. Someone, Shiro didn't know who, was nailing his prostate and slick gland. As full as he was, it was a significant hit. Slumping forward, Shiro rocked eagerly. He wasn't even chasing his own orgasm at this point. He wanted to be filled. He wanted them both to come inside him. God, he needed that. Part of him took notes on that thought to explore later. But for now?
Fuck, you feel good.
Lance groaned. He bucked his hips, apparently too eager to wait to raise Shiro. And the pressure made him sob out from pleasure.
Touch yourself for us, Shiro. Wanna watch you.
Nodding, Shiro blindly wrapped a hand around his cock and started to pump. His pace was almost lazy, not because he didn't want it, but because he didn't have the energy for more. They continued to rock him on both their cocks, and Shiro spiraled further into the pleasure, chasing it down and down into a place of shadows and stars and hands and skin and pleasure. A warm, broad hand wrapped around Shiro's fingers, making him pump faster. Come on, Shiro. Hunk murmured. One last time. With a few more final thrusts, Shiro did. Within seconds, he felt both of them chase him into orgasm. The stars winked, and Shiro slumped into darkness. When Shiro opened his eyes again, he was propped against the shower wall. The water was still coming down, hot and steaming, but he was empty. Lance was pressed against his side, smoothing up and down Shiro's stomach.
Hey, he's awake. Welcome back, Shiro. How are you feeling?
The tone was teasing, but there was a real spark of concern to his eyes. Shiro murmured back. He gave a lazy thumbs up. Good, Hunk breathed, kneeling in front of him. We looked you over for damage, but you seem okay. You really just passed out? Shiro blinked at him. It was really good. Preening, Lance kissed his cheek. Damn right it was. Now, come on. Think you can stand? Hunk and I will help, but you tired us out, too. Let's at least get you out of the hot water, all right? Okay. With that, Hunk cut off the water, and between the two of them, they managed to get Shiro covered in towels and on the guest bed. Hey, Hunk? Lance? Hunk settled down next to him on the bed, still dripping wet. He'd regret that in a bit when he wanted to lay down. What, you need something? What's the scale? Shiro flapped a lazy hand at him. Which is best? At first, Hunk stared, confused. Then he straightened. 1 is unsatisfied, 10 is completely satisfied. Shiro nodded. Good. 10. We're just that good, Lance agreed. He flopped out too, unbothered by still being naked and dripping wet, and settled against Shiro's side. Nap time, Shiro? Yeah. Hunk smiled and kissed his forehead. Good. You rest, and we'll see how you feel in a bit, okay? Shiro offered a thumbs up, eyes already falling closed. The bed shifted as they both got up. Shiro let out a whine, wanting them back. He tried that at least once more before the bed shook again, and this time a much drier Hunk curled up against him. On his other side, Lance threw a leg over both of Shiro's and started to card his fingers through his hair. Perfect. Shiro smiled and slowly relaxed back down. Honestly, the cuddling after was just as satisfying as the sex, just for different parts of him. Shiro needed both. That worked for him.